Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Good, thank you. Okay. Well, I mean, it depends on which particular model you've got, and I suppose when it was made, because. Oh, it's like a session. Is it a brand new? But old stock. Okay, so a very, very early model one. Okay, I would need to contact RCM for you because they no longer provide parts for that early model pump. Yeah, so we had to rebuild one just recently for a customer, and we're lucky that it was rebuildable and we got away without needing seals and stuff, but I know they no longer supply parts for that, and they have cleared out their stock of old models, so I'm sorry, mate. Oh, it's a bit of a broad question, so it depends. I mean, they've probably sold hundreds of them. We've seen one or two duds come through, but it was very early. We're talking 2015, 2016 when they were first coming out. So I don't know which one you have, so it's a bit hard to say, but have you put it on the car and run it? So you might actually have no problem at all. I'll just put it on and see. Yeah, but even then, 2022, geez, that would have been still old stock from somewhere. Do you know who he bought it off? Pro Speed, right. Interesting. I can't say like, Amazing. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Well, if it hasn't had a blow up and everything is in perfect condition and your friend had it running, he's never reported an oil leak from it. Oh, I apologize. Sorry, I understand. I understand. I understand. Yep. And put a dry sump on it. But never ran it. Gotcha. Well, look, I've had one version of each pump here physically leak with me, early and late. And the late models you can buy seals for. The early models, last time I asked for parts, which was only 3 4 months ago, they were no longer available. However, they may have seal kits. I know they didn't have any rotors and housings. So. No, it's still. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think they're rubber O-rings. You're talking only a few years old. Like. No, definitely not. Not when you do oil changes. No. No, it's normally engine interval servicing. So pulling the engine apart, a blow up, whatever. So you normally open them up, and then there's O-rings and seals in there. It just depends what they need. It's not a typically serviceable item on the schedule if you follow. It's more what does it actually need to rebuild it and get it satisfactory again? Yeah, correct. You leak a little bit of oil. So the worst one I've seen, it leaked out of the front seal shaft. And it wasn't a huge leak, but what would happen is it'd leak out of the seal, run back along the oil pump snout, and then drip off the oil pump itself. But it wasn't a huge one. That'd drop a few drops in, shit, I don't know, half an hour running. Well, the bottom line is, well, you might not, correct. And the one, and as an example, the one that's on the car now that I'm talking about that we just rebuilt, that's been on the car for 5 years and it's never had a front seal replaced on it, ever. It came off secondhand off a customer's car, went onto another customer's car, and it's been raced, like I said, 4 years with this particular guy. And we've rebuilt it, opened the rotors up after an engine failure, cleaned it, put it back together, and it's still running seamlessly and oil leak free. So I don't know if you're generating more work than you need to for nothing. Ultimately, if you put it on and it's leaking, well, I mean, sort of sucks, but it's only a little bit of work as opposed to potentially opening something and getting the wrong seal sent out or replacing it for nothing. I mean, if you can't get stuff for it, then maybe it's better off moving it off. Correct. But yeah. See, that's much the same in saying that and you have an engine failure, which I know you can't get parts for that. So I would, yeah. Yep. That sucks. Yep. What was your name, sorry? James. Yep. Well, hopefully we served you well. That's good. That's good. So in saying that, your dry sump, you've got a, you've, they're an expensive damn thing, and unfortunately, you know, racing a Subaru, I'm assuming that's what you're doing with it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right, okay. Oil pump. Yep. Wow, would have had fucking shit ton of oil pressure already. Has one shim, correct? Yep. Really? Right. But the problem is that on power, you're probably running off the relief valve. Yeah, correct. Well, generally speaking, if you jump on the internet and Google this, there's like an industry standard which is acceptable, right? And you're going to make more than this because generally speaking, cars will make more than this. So it's 10 PSI per 1,000 RPM. So 7,000, you've got 70 PSI, right? Sometimes Subarus are a little bit interesting in the higher power window and higher RPM window, but down the bottom, 15 PSI is plenty to idle a car at. 20, 15, 20, 10, yeah, okay, you're probably getting a little bit close. You'd start to wonder about the accuracy of some things, sensors and stuff, but where you're at, no. I mean, I think it's fine. So you probably ran too much pressure up top, and that's a big oil pump too. Normally you rate oil pressure on power, not on idle. Gotcha. It's not bad. It's all right. No, it's fine. 70, 80 pounds is tons. Correct. That's right. Which it would still be fine, but so like I said to you, the numbers that you're relevant to is an industry standard. Not every car's capable of that, and Subaru is a one prime candidate. You can have a shit ton of oil pressure in certain times and certain areas, but then up top with power and boost and aluminium cases, you'll find that your pressure drops away a little bit. But the industry standard was quoted, 30 years ago. There's systems out there now with the quality of oil, bearings that are available, tolerances that you can run, that you can run down to 7 or 8 PSI per thousand. So, some of the race cars, like I'd shock you, the 1400 horsepower EG here used to sit on 55 pound at 8 grand. It's the quality of lubrication that it has, not just the pressure. So, it's a little bit difficult to rate, but yeah, I mean it's not out of the ballpark. 1060 is a very common one. 2060 in some of the cars. Yeah, that's a pretty good multi-grade. I'd use Castrol over Penrite. I'd probably move to Modal if I was had the choice, but correct. Power. Yeah, but to answer your question about your dry sump, I would either choose to run it until you could, and then if you could find parts at that time, because that could be 6 months or 6 years, and then unfortunately, you'll have that decision to have to deal with then, or move it on and buy a current spec one. Oh, jeez. Where you would sell the plate, you would sell it all together because you would just buy a new kit. There's no point in mixing and matching them. So just, it's RCM's not going to discount just the pan and an oil pump, trust me. So it's just easier to buy a complete kit. Obviously, lines and stuff you would have to remake because the pump is different. And tank you don't get anyway, so tank would have to stay with the car or get a custom tank made, either other. But it's the pump and the pan. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look, they are pretty expensive. There you go. Oh, nice stuff, yeah. You can buy anything, but you would, no, you can buy it. You can. It's just the pump itself is 3.5, I think 3,600 for just the pump, but it needs to bolt to the billet pan. It doesn't suit the cast pan that you have. So you need the billet pan then also. Correct. Exactly. Absolutely correct. Yep. So different parts, unfortunately. I think that's why they had to redesign the pan, to be honest, is a different pump setup. And those little pumps, the pump that you're about to put on, it's not great at generating oil pressure at the high RPM windows. It still works good and it's ample. And like I said, we've raced many cars with these early ones on there. But you'll be shocked at what it actually does generate. And you'll, if you're having an oiling issue, as long as you're in the window, it's not going to be the dry sump causing it. Uh, 600? Yeah, in a circuit car. Yeah, it's more. Oil pressure's got a lot to do with the engine builder too. Sorry, mate, I wish I had more answers for you, but unfortunately, tool parts just a bit old. Yeah. But again, seals and O-rings and stuff like that, if you were to pull it down and there was a bit of dead time, you could match stuff up. I mean, at the end of the day, RCM and the company that sold the oil pump, then they don't make the seals. They just buy them in. Exactly. So I wouldn't base it off just that. Again, it's one of those problems that you would maybe have to deal with when you needed to. Because the availability now and the availability in 3 years might be two different things too. Yeah, yeah. But no, they're pretty good, those ones. They're pretty good, so. No worries. You're welcome, mate. Take care, mate. Bye-bye.